James Soros. Right, bowling! He's bowling!
Smithy's Cricket Update. Thanks to Resene, New Zealand's most trusted paint brand.
Canterbury Country will host the next Hawke's Cup Challenge match in Rangiora after surviving a late scare against Nelson in the first defence of the 2022-23 season as such. Well, it wasn't really the first of this calendar year. To lift the Hawke Cup, a team must win outright or win on the first innings. And as the clock ticked down the final evening session, the first challenge of this year, Nelson got Canterbury Country 9 down in the first innings with the defender still 62 runs in deficit and 3 balls remaining in the game. A wicket in those 3 balls would have sent the cup to Saxton Oval, but last man George Gunn survived the final 3 deliveries from first-class paceman Jared Mackay, who had already claimed 5 for 63, and that kept the cup in Rangiora. Otago Country, affectionately known as the Tussocks, will make the next challenge at Rangiora after qualifying top from Zone 4 beginning on Friday, February the 10th. Of course, one of the great romantic stories of the Hawke Cup was when Buller managed to secure it a few years back, and that was something exceedingly special and well celebrated. It's one of the great old trophies in domestic cricket in New Zealand, the Hawke Cup, actually. Ironically, whoever holds it after this challenge will face Hawke's Bay, who held it at the start of the season. So Hawke's Bay not only have it at the start of the season and lost it, they now have qualified through the central zone to have another crack at it in about 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time on the 24th to the 26th of February. So that's an ironic thing. Unlikely that they'd win at Hawke's Bay on the basis there'll probably be a wedding or a race meeting that day, which will make half the team unavailable.